Ooh, you've been invited to someone's party, but you don't know what to give as a gift. What are you going to do?
Well, in this lesson, I'm going to teach you how to give gifts for different occasions, like weddings, birthdays, Christmas. Okay, hey, if you want to learn more about Western culture, I'm making lots of videos on how to deal with different aspects of Western culture. So I would be so happy if you subscribe to my channel right down there. Okay, the first thing I want to say is there are some big cultural differences when it comes to gift giving between Eastern culture and Western culture. And this can lead to lots of misunderstandings, and even maybe some people would get offended. Okay, so that's why we need to talk about some of these cultural differences. Okay, one cultural difference is that in Eastern culture, very often people deny the gift. They say, "Oh, no, you're too kind, I can't accept that, I can't, no." Okay, whereas in Western culture, people just say, "Thank you." And they just take it. Okay, so if you're coming from a country like China or India, I mean, that might be rude if someone just takes your gift, says thank you. Okay, that might seem a little bit arrogant. Okay, well, that's just the culture here. I mean, it's just a cultural difference, right? Some of these things can be very, very tricky, and especially with Eastern culture. Eastern culture has a very complex system around gift giving. Okay, for example, in Eastern culture, you are obligated to reciprocate. Reciprocate means you need to give back, you need to do the same thing to them. For example, if you give me a gift, then in Eastern culture, I am obligated, that means I have to give you a gift as well of equal or even higher value. Okay, so very often in Eastern culture, it's complicated. One person gives a gift, then the other person has to give a gift, and then it's a sort of a confusing thing. Whereas in Western culture, there's no obligation. Okay, if I give you a gift, you don't have to give me anything. So in a way, this system is much simpler. But I really like the Eastern culture of gift giving. It's very humble. It's very good. I like that. But it's just a different system, right? Okay, so the other thing I want to mention is that we do not give gifts for every occasion. There are some occasions where we would give a gift. There are other occasions where we would just give a card. And there are some occasions where we would give nothing. So in this video, I want to show you some situations where we would give a gift or a card or nothing. Okay, so let's take a look at Christmas. Now, families usually give gifts and cards to each other. You know, you might give a gift and a card to your parents at Christmas, or your parents might give you a Christmas card and a gift. Okay, that is the most common thing. Now, friends very often just give each other cards. You know, if it's a very close friend, yeah, you'd give them a Christmas present. But very often, friends just give cards. Now, acquaintances usually give nothing. So if you work with someone at your office, you know, you're not close friends with them, they're not your family, you probably won't give them anything. You'll just say Merry Christmas. So just before, you know, holidays, before Christmas holidays start, you say, "Hey, John, have a Merry Christmas." That's it. That's all you would say. Okay? Now, what about a birthday party? Well, it's sort of the same thing at a birthday party. So families will give gifts and a card. So if your son or daughter has a birthday, you would give them some sort of a present and a card. Now, friends might just give a birthday card. But if they have been invited to the party, let's say you invite your friends to a party, they'll probably bring some gifts as well. But just a card is okay too. If you get invited to someone's birthday party, if you're good friends with them, probably bring a gift. If you're not good friends with them, I mean, maybe just a card. I don't know. It's up to you. Now, acquaintances, we usually give nothing. Like, let's say your office has a party for, you know, someone in the office has a birthday. And so they, you know, maybe your boss buys coffee and a cake for everyone. Then you would probably give nothing. You would just say, hey, Mary, happy birthday. That would be fine. You don't have to give them anything. Now, I made another lesson on how to congratulate people. And in that lesson, I taught you how to write cards. What should you say in a card? Okay, do you know that? Well, I'll post the link to this lesson up here at the end of this video. Okay, so you can check that out. Okay, what about Mother's Day? Well, Mother's Day, it's usually just the custom to give a card, you know, a Mother's Day card. Dear Mom, thanks so much for being such a great mom. Love, Mark. Okay, and you might give flowers. That would be great as well. Now, you might give a gift. You know, it depends on what your mom likes. You could give her any kind of gift, like chocolates, or you could give her a more expensive gift, like, I don't know, maybe earrings, or just, I don't know, something, anything she wants. But just a card is totally fine too. Okay, so it doesn't need to be a big thing. Now, for Father's Day, we usually don't give cards. Men don't appreciate cards as much as women, right? That's how it seems. So very often on Father's Day, people will give practical gifts to their dads, like tools. That's a very common gift. All the hardware stores have sales around Father's Day. They say, buy your father a new set of tools this Father's Day. Okay, so they're trying to get you into their store to buy all these kind of tools because they know that's what your dad wants. He doesn't want a card, he wants a new set of tools. Okay, so that's Father's Day. What about Easter? With Easter, we usually give nothing. You don't have to give anybody anything at Easter. So that's nice. You're not obligated to do anything. Now, you could give a card to someone, an Easter, Happy Easter card. That would be okay, but it's not expected. And I don't, in my experience, it's pretty rare to give someone a card at Easter. You might give someone chocolates or, you know, some baking. Like, you might bake some cookies or a pie or something. You might give them that at Easter. Okay, but it's really, it doesn't really matter too much. You don't have to give anyone anything at Easter. Just say, Happy Easter. That's it. Okay, what about Thanksgiving? Well, Thanksgiving is the same thing. You don't have to give anything at Thanksgiving. Now, if you want, you could, you know, bring someone some baking, like a pie. So if I invite you to my house for Thanksgiving, I mean, it might be nice if you bring an apple pie. You could buy it from a store, or you could bake it yourself, maybe a pumpkin pie or an apple pie that we can all eat together. That would probably be, you know, appropriate. But if you do nothing, that's okay too. Just say Happy Thanksgiving. Okay, now what about a wedding? Well, weddings have a sort of a different culture around them. And it's important to give a gift at a wedding. That's for sure. Christmas time, we give gifts. Birthdays, we give gifts. And weddings are also very important to give a gift. But weddings, like I said, have a bit of a different system of gift giving. Okay, so they have this, a gift registry. This is very common. Now, not all married couples do this, but this is a very common thing. And basically, what it is the married couple, right? The bride and the groom, they will go to a store like Walmart, for example, and they will set up a gift registry. They will select things in the store that they want to get as gifts, and then that gets put into an online like an online database. And then people, all the guests, get informed about this gift registry, probably in the wedding invitation. Hey, I made a lesson on Western weddings. I'll put the link to that video at the end of this lesson, and you can go check that out. It has some interesting sort of cultural things about Western weddings that you might not know about, okay? But this is one thing that is very unique to Western culture, I think. Tell me, does your culture have gift registries? I don't think so. In my knowledge of China and India, I don't think they have gift registries. Now, you could give the couple any gift you want. You don't have to use this, but the reason couples choose this option is because very often the couple is young, they don't have much money, they don't have a lot of things, they're probably moving into an apartment together, you know, maybe for the first time, they're moving away from their parents' homes, they don't have plates, they don't have spoons, forks, maybe they want a toaster, okay? So let's say you're getting married and you have a gift registry at Walmart, okay? So you've set up a gift registry at Walmart of all the things you want, then I look in the invitation and I see the website to your gift registry. So I go on my computer and I look at all the things that you want. And I say, I'm going to buy you a toaster. Okay, so you can have fresh toast in the morning. Okay, so I go to Walmart and I pick out the toaster that you want and I buy it. As soon as I buy it, it will disappear from the registry. That means, you know, if someone else wants to buy the toaster, they, you know, it won't be an option for them. They're going to have to buy something else. So this way, it prevents people from getting a lot of one thing, right? The couple doesn't need 500 plates or 500 spoons or toasters. They only need one toaster, right? And a few plates and a few spoons, okay? So this is a very smart system. It's a very efficient system where the couple gets everything they need and you don't have to worry about thinking about what to give them. You can just go here and buy them something that you think they need, okay? Now, I'm going to give you a strategy that you can use in any situation, for any occasion, any party, if you don't know what kind of gift to give someone, okay? This is the most common kind of gift to give, okay? A card and a gift certificate, okay? A gift certificate is a gift card, okay? Like a gift card to Starbucks or a gift card to any store, Walmart. All stores basically sell gift cards, okay? So if you're invited to someone's birthday party or for Christmas or even for a wedding, I mean, this can work any occasion, a graduation, okay? Just buy them a card, like a graduation card or a birthday card or a Christmas card, and then just write something inside, hey, wishing you a happy year ahead. Love, Mark. And then just put like maybe a $10 or $20 Starbucks gift card inside the card, give it to them. They'll be really happy. And this is a very appropriate kind of gift for any situation. Okay, so how do you give a gift? I mean, what do you do when you give a gift? Well, at weddings, they have a gift table. So when you go to a wedding, you won't actually give the bride and the groom a gift personally. You're just going to put your gift on the wedding table, and the couple probably won't even open their gifts until after they get back from their honeymoon, like 1 or 2 weeks later. Okay, so this is how you do it at a wedding. Now, I made a separate lesson on wedding, like I said, so I'll post that at the end of this video so you can check it out. Now, a grad party will probably be the same if it's a really big party with, I don't know, maybe 50 people or 100 people. There might be an area where you can put your presents. I mean, maybe you can just give the person your present. Say, hey, congratulations on your graduation. I got you a present. And they'll say, oh, thank you so much. And then they'll put it over somewhere else because they probably won't have time to open all the presents. If it's a small grad party, yeah, then maybe they'll open the presents. Now, for a birthday party, they will definitely open the presents. Okay, if it's a kid's party or even if it's an adult party, okay, one of the things about a birthday party is that you open presents in front of everyone. Okay, now I know some cultures around the world are different. In some cultures, you don't open the presents in front of everyone else. But you should know that if you give them a present for a birthday at a birthday party, there will be a time, usually after eating the cake, where everyone gathers around and the person opens the presents. It says, thank you so much, Tom. How did you know I wanted this? You're so thoughtful. Okay, now Christmas, we open presents on Christmas morning. Now, some people might open one present on Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve is the night before Christmas. Or some cultures might open all their presents on Christmas Eve. But usually, in Western culture, people only open their presents on Christmas morning. That's why kids love Christmas morning so much. Look, these presents under the tree, they're running to the tree on Christmas morning to open their presents. Now, again, how do you actually give someone a present? What do you say when you give them the present? Well, this is what you should say. Hey, congratulations on your graduation. Or, hey, Merry Christmas, I brought you a present. Or, hey, Happy Birthday, I brought you a present. They'll say, thanks so much. Wow, thanks a lot, okay? When you say congratulations or Happy Birthday, they'll say, thank you, or thanks so much. Then you can say, I brought you a present. And then they'll say, wow, thanks a lot. You didn't have to bring me a present. Thank you so much. Okay, so you can just have a simple conversation like this when you give someone a present. But hey, I want to know, how do you give gifts in your culture? Is there a difference? I'm sure there are some differences between Western culture and if you're from India or China or South America. Hey, I don't know how people give gifts in South America. Tell me about that down in the comments, and I'll see you over in the next episode of Mad English TV. Take care.